In a news update for March the 22nd, 2023, on this Wednesday morning edition, hour number two, as we go into our continuation of the Alex Jones Show, along with Alex Jones himself hosting the show, along with all friends from the InfoWars Network, being hosted on the Freedom Network across Sirius XM radio and across Spotify.fm, Anchor.fm, and plus the host of many other podcast platforms where you can find us by simply typing top headlines, national and international news stories. That's where you can find us, folks. Hour two is coming your way next.
It's just simply insane. Dr. Judy Mikovits, stay right there. We'll be right back with you. Everybody should visit her website right now. It's amazing information. TheRealDrJudy.com. Find all of her shows, her writing, her books, her the films. It's all there. TheRealDrJudy.com. And this platform, Infowars.com, having the real whistleblowers on. All right, Dr. Judy Mikovits is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host here out of Steven Crowder's amazing studios in Dallas, Texas. The crew is down in ATX in Austin, Texas. And Doctor, you're an amazing individual, and your whole story is incredible, but you just threw out there they had you arrested. We now see them trying to arrest President Trump. We now see the total weaponization January 6th. There's been films and books written about your story when you blew the whistle and you exposed what was happening. But for folks that don't know, why don't you recap that story?
Well, I was arrested November 18th, 2011. At my house with no warrant, no anything. My house was searched. My husband was terrorized. Even a neighbor was terrorized because, in fact, we had the truth and we had all the truth and we would not stop talking. So I was arrested. I was held in jail in Ventura without any kind of warrant, without on a bail hold. I couldn't bail out. What I was told to do over those 5 days in the suicide watch, where they essentially torture you and get you or your husband to get you to commit suicide or see if they can get your husband scared enough. My husband actually ransomed me out of jail 5 years later by making a drop in the middle of the night, supposedly of the notebooks, the proof of all I was saying planted in my house. Well, we didn't even have to do that because the FBI and the DOJ had all of this information, and we refused to shut up. We have all of this information in our lab. This is why I'm angry about Robert Redfield. He knew exactly what was going on, and he's one of the ones that set this up. So I would be arrested. Everything, I was fired September 29th, 2011, when we proved in a talk in Ottawa, Canada, that all of the viruses are in fact gain of function, that polio has been always caused by the polio vaccine, but it wasn't that polio virus. It wasn't that enterovirus. It was only that variant. So the CDC said, you can't call that polio. When kids were getting polio every year, they made us call it.
By the way, that's what they do now. They say we've eradicated polio, but it's a polio-like virus where they admit it's from the shot. That's ABC News, AP Today. They do it every few years. What's going on there? I mean, it's so obvious they're doing it.
But it was 2011. It was 2014. So what's going on there is they were getting caught by people like Bobby Kennedy, by the World Mercury Project, that before it was Children's Health Defense, by Informed Consent Action Network. You know, we went to Congress on March 31st, 2017. We, the doctors from every state, we sat in with Jason Chaffetz, in the head then of the House Ways and Means Committee, I think, Bobby Kennedy, me, Dell Bigtree, every single advocate, fighter who knew. We sat there. It's on our website today. We show you my talk at the press club, March 31st, 2017. They knew all of this. Everybody sat in the office and said, all the vaccines have always been causing this, and not a single safety study was done. Not one single safety study on any shot. They are all bioweapon, warp speed, every single one since 1986. This is what the Informed Consent Action Network, Del Bigtree, Aaron Seary, the lawyers that fought tirelessly, who never stopped showing what these shots were doing to
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. What is the end game? What's the larger operation? Clearly, world government, respond to diseases they create, the social tracking systems, the cashless society. Why are they doing it?
Well, in right now, it's premeditated murder of all the people they injured so they can drive the new narrative. Yes, it's genocide, reduce the population. They've told you. World control, you cremate everybody. You don't need to cremate anybody with an RNA virus, folks, because you don't make RNA after you're dead. That's molecular biology. It's not rocket science. It's molecular biology 101. No RNA virus survives without oxygen. It's the anaerobes that were causing the problem, the mycoplasma, the mold, TB. It never was HIV. That was my PhD thesis. Ozone therapies, all you're talking about. I want that toothpaste. Everything we're talking about, the fluoride, the poisons, the cyanide, and, you know, ivermectin with cyanide and fluoride is called remdesivir. It's new patents, new drugs. Just do the exact same thing. Look at the industry they created with HIV, your first gain of function study. And now it's kill everybody because we caught them, and we'll see those sequences if we don't cremate them. That's what Montagnier said. He said, don't get the flu shot. The flu shot in 2019 caused 36% more likely to get a diagnosis.
By the way, for folks who don't know who Montagnier is, explain how prestigious these virologists are that are saying what you're saying.
Luc Montagnier got the Nobel Prize for the isolation of HIV, but that in fact was not what he isolated. And this is why people say he recants now. He isolated lymphadenopathy virus. It's called LAV. He associated it with gay-related immune deficiency, GRID. This was never, it was never HIV, and it was never AIDS. And this was my first run-in with Tony Fauci in 1980. When he tried to get that isolate and that paper that my mentor, Dr. Frank Rossetti, Dr. Luke, who had in our lab, we worked with Luc Montagnier, and we actually showed confirmed his work, isolating it from the same people, the same isolate. It never was HIV. So Tony Fauci got that virus. He and Bob Gallo did gain-of-function studies on it so they could get a patent. You know, they invented. It's not God allows us to discover, you know, the natural. Luc Montagnier discovered. They made gain of function. They made it something it wasn't. They spread it through a hepatitis B vaccine, which they forced everybody to get. Hepatitis A is an enterovirus, so you could start thinking about where we're going as we poison it. Any enterovirus that normally infects the gut will give you the opportunity to infect the brain, especially if you have those little bioweapons they have in those synthetic lipid nanoparticles, which is a virus. All you need to know is the synthetic viruses. You've injected the virus. You've allowed your own body to create your own viruses and spread them through your home family. And this is not just the COVID shot. This is every single shot for 40 years. The end game is to murder everybody, cover up your crimes, you know, silence, arrest, kill people like me who will not stop telling the truth.
And by the way, you're moving fast here. Come back and explain this. They want to cover up all the other viruses they put in us, so now they create a master shot, get liability protection, and know it's all going to come out, but blame that for all the other stuff they did.
Correct, and it's not going to all come out if we keep cremating people. So on May 20, Luc Montagnier said, you know, don't cremate anybody. And they spliced in his voice to say, he said, cremate them. There's no hope. Oh, there's hope. Because all we have to do is walk away from them, walk away from their stores, walk away from their products, never get another shot. Not one single shot has been tested. If you are a doctor, if you are a pharmacist, if you give that clear shot and you don't know the ingredients, you will be held liable.
Yep. Stay right there. We talk about clear shot. The whole paper's clear. They don't say what it is. We'll be right back. And you're listening to our special guest, Dr. Judy Megovits. author, researcher. Be sure to check out her website. We'll give it to you in a moment. But first, listen to what she's saying. From all my research and all the guests we've had on, she's dead on here putting together the final pieces of this. They have been loading cancer viruses and all these other deadly viruses into vaccines from the beginning. They've been using it as a depopulation weapon from the beginning. If you look at the graphs all over the Western world, by the 20s and 30s, sanitation, that sewage and bleach and things in our clothing, had made infectious disease go way down. As soon as vaccines start, it starts going back up, actually, because they're not vaccines. So this has been their Trojan horse from the beginning. And now all the lawsuits and then the UN 3 years ago, plus having an emergency meeting and saying the whole medical world's turning against the shots. They know it's contaminated. They know it's killing everybody with viral contamination. What are we going to do? Well, don't worry. Boom. In comes, ladies and gentlemen, this shot. They won't tell you what's in it, but now we learn it's a cocktail of everything that's already been done, so they can claim this shot did it all, and then it covers for all the other soft kill weapons. And the reason I know that's true is not just the research. You look at the SPARS 2025-2028 document. You look at all these documents. And the globalists talk about how it's going to come out this shot causes myocarditis, and this shot causes autoimmune deficiency disorder type systems, and this shot erases immune systems. And that's, I was like, why do they war game that they know this is going to happen? Well, it's because they plan to blame it all on this and put it all on this and then just move on. That's why they gave this shot total liability. It's why it came out that they had secret agreements, Pfizer and Moderna, with over 100 governments, literally turning over their national domestic product and their infrastructure and their national parks in the name of defending Big Pharma. Because Big Pharma knows they're about to be the fall guy in this larger cover-up that is the entire globalist project. So they're going to have their cake and eat it too. Dr. Judy Mikovits, is that an accurate way of describing this, or you're the expert? Can you correct me?
Yeah, that's a very accurate way to describe this. And in fact, with people like Robert Redfield, who are criminals, because as I said, they've done this for 30 or 40 years. He could have stopped it in 92. So when he injected the military along with Deborah Birx with an experimental HIV shot that literally gave people HIV. It was this envelope protein. They now call it the spike protein. Yeah, that's what it was. So he's guilty of that. So he's getting a free ride because, you know, he's got a literal and figurative gun to his head as he, you know, tells just enough to placate them and make them think it hasn't been happening for 40 years.
Next question, and elaborate on that, because you've been attacking him for over a decade and you've been dead on. But I agree with you. But how big a symbol is it that one of the main rats fled the ship? Elaborate. Why is he doing this now? What's the gun to his head?
To let us think it hasn't been going on forever. To cover up the fact that not.
So he's now officially what I already said. What you said. He's now just moving it on to the next phase.
Right. Correct. So he's covering up the fact that not a single shot has ever been tested. We've experimented. That's against federal law and the 1986 Act. That was supposed to be the Vaccine Injury Compensation Act. When Tony Fauci and Big Pharma went to then President Ronald Reagan and said, vaccines are unavoidably unsafe because all the lawsuits were winning. And so Ronald Reagan said, make them safer. And Tony Fauci said, you can't. Oh, who are they going to kill? The black people he was talking to in the beginning of that. Oh, yeah, the Hispanics, the poor, the military, the people that can't stop eating glyphosate, the people that have to work and have to be mandated, the athletes. Why does an athlete have to get jabbed? Well, every time he plays, why do we do that value shaming or whatever we call that when an athlete's bleeding on the court, everybody runs out and guns as if they're contagious? No, they're not. So he's right now just covering up his ass and what he's did. All of them should be charged with crimes against humanity, charged with these crimes. So when they cremate everybody and cover it up, they can say, I don't know. The contractors did it. You know, the hired guns did it when I changed Fort Detrick into a military operation run by a contractor starting again with Ronald Reagan. Oh, and he got shot too. Oh, by vaccine injured. You know, what was Sandy Hook? Oh, a vaccine injured. Adam Lanza was injected with neuro-AIDS, which they call, oh, it's HIV, and they call it Borrelia. Oh, they call it Borrelia because they stopped. They caused all of this. He knows exactly what he's doing to take away our guns, our constitutional right to defend ourselves, so that they can come shoot you anytime you want. Well, I said from the beginning.
Dr. Mingovich, you're a visionary. When I say that, you put all the pieces together like nobody else. Let me ask you this then. How is it going for him? What do you expect them to do next? They're trying to start World War III. The borders are imploded. They're killing the dollar. Bank runs. Big picture, just as an American, not just a scientist, but you know, as a patriot, how would you describe where humanity is right now?
Well, on the precipice of choosing God or evil, you know, because anything that has anything to do with a Nobel Prize, Alaska Award, it's invention versus discovery. God allows a scientist to discover. So if we all walk away right now, that's where the fun is. We're in charge. So now that everybody sees the ridiculousness of the arrest, when they see the story, when they watch shows like this, when they turn off the lies from the criminal media, see, everybody's responsible right now, including Congress, including Jason Chaffetz, who walked away. We showed him March 31st, 2017. The FBI has had every word of every one of our book as a legal document. All the samples, all the proof, all of it since May of 2014. Think about your timeline. Since May of 2014, when I had a four-hour discussion with the FBI here in Ventura with my lawyer and Dr. Rossetti, and we showed them absolutely every piece of data, and I got a signed receipt for a terabyte hard drive. Where are we going? Freedom. True freedom, where we live in love. That's why I got my rather beat up love hat on now, because yeah, it's beat up. But if we all just walk away and say no thank you, never again, I will not risk the rest of humanity. I don't live in fear. Fear is the virus.
No, I totally agree. So let me just say this. I've studied history, I've studied politics, I love it. I don't see how they reverse this now. They could, I don't know how we're going to, I don't know exactly how we're going to win, but you can see the tide's turned. The enemy's panic, and they're in a lot of trouble. I'm just concerned about what do they do to try to grab victory from the jaws of defeat?
Well, what they do is try to scare us into that last shot. What they do is try to convince us that we're the crazy ones, and what people need to do is buy from InfoWars stores, buy from, you know, support, inform the TV shows, the Informed Consent Action Network, childrenshealthdefense.org, go to The Real Dr. Judy. The data are all there. We have a free newsletter. We have a free Substack. Arm yourself and your family. Learn to speak the truth in love, because there's a lot of forgiveness that has to happen for all of us, because we believe the liars. And so that's, you know, we against God. So I know for a fact God's already won, that love wins. And all we have to do is walk away and say no thank you. We don't have to argue with him. We don't have to say a thing. We don't care.
It really is a spiritual decision.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you're right. It's a spiritual decision.
It's a spiritual decision. It's who are you choosing this day? As for me and my house, I will choose the Lord. I will choose the only God. There's only one God, and it's not you, and it's not Tony Fauci. That's why I went to jail. I said, you're not my God. I don't believe in scientism, and I will never bow down to you. And that's what we're promised, that God will honor us, and we'll stand strong in that as we always have.
All right, final segment straight ahead. Incredibly powerful interview. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back to cover any other issue you want to hit. But, man, what a time to be alive. It's just insane what we've been through the last 3 years. A bio attack and then a shot that's even a bigger bio attack. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I began to see reports 2 weeks ago, and I've confirmed with my sources that the Justice Department is preparing to try to go after some of the leading doctors who they're already suing, who they're trying to take their licenses away from. You know all the names of the people that have gone public. And that's what Dr. Judy Mingovich has gone through herself. But that's a badge of honor. And whereas I don't want to be indicted by these people, we have to stand up for the children. And you have to understand that, again, my grandmother, it's not like I can just read this in the news. My grandmother, Benny Grace Hammond, was an amazing lady and lived to like 92. died about 5 years ago. But her doctor told her that the second vaccine she got in the 50s, the oral one, gave her polio. Her doctor told her, we're sorry, we gave you polio. And now they're doing it again. So we have nothing to lose but our slavery by telling the truth here. And I know it's scary because you're an average person that just wants to go to work and be with your children or family and go to church and go to the ball game and go for a hike, and you want to go eat, dinner. You don't want to kill people because you're not a psychotic. But you have to understand, historically, mad scientists basically end up running society. And criminals that have high IQs don't just kidnap people out of their backyards and kill them. They do it through the state. And look at the Nazis and what they did. And so, Dr. Mingovitz, I really appreciate you and the time you've spent today. We got 10 minutes left. I'd like to give you the floor just to talk about whatever you want.
Well, what I always like to talk about is solutions, because that's the simple part. So here's the summary of what we've just said over the last 40 years. We all know now that it always was infection by injection. It's infection by injection. So if everybody out there who is fearful right now, what do I do now? Look how simple it is. Never get another shot. Never do another injection. And I mean no chemotherapy. It's poison. They are poisoning you. They are causing the cancers with the shots. We know the viruses are there. They're dysregulating your immune system with all the ingredients of the shots. So the easiest thing in the world to do is never get another shot. Walk away. And why that's so easy to do is we know it doesn't spread secondarily, outside of your family. We know Lee Merritt's work, other people's work, that literally if you put a glass in between the diseased animal and the other person is on the other side, there's no spread. But if you put a prism with a wavelength in between the sick animal and the poison, if you focus the energy, the wavelength, are on, then the poison transmits. So that's not a contagion.
I saw some studies on that. I don't mean to interrupt, but that why they didn't want us out in the sun, because the sun doesn't just kill viruses, it activates our body.
It activates our vitamin D. You can't put vitamin D back in. Your God gave you wavelengths across the entire spectrum of a rainbow of protection. And so when we're poisoning our environment with the aluminum, with the geoengineering, with everything we're spraying in the air, think about how they've tried to poison us. Think about how strong we are. I'm sitting in front of you a couple of weeks away from turning 65. I've been exposed to Ebola. I've been exposed to HIV. I've been exposed to everything. I sat in those labs and did that work. Never wore a mask. All you have to do is do the opposite. That's what the word repent means. So humble yourselves, get out of your ego and your arrogance. You're not going to fix this on your own. You're not going to fix it without a true belief that your God gave you all you need in an immune system and all you need in a planet and all you need for food. And it's not crickets, folks. Human beings don't eat crickets, according to God. It's not plant-based food. It's not science-based food. That's not food. That's poison. So it's so
easy. And so repent means do a 180.
Do a 180. So if they say it, do the opposite. It's easy. It's how our moms taught us. It's how your grandmother taught you. Hey, we see with our own eyes. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, is the old joke. Well, we just keep believing Fauci and company and the one world order. What you just showed, the poison is that TV screen. Turn it off. That was PlandemicSeries.com. Watch it again. Watch edifying shows like this that strengthen you to say, oh yeah, there are products. Don't go in a grocery store with a pharmacy in it. They're just shooting the poison all over your
food. And we've got all these champions like Mickey Willis. What a beautiful soul he is.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got Mickey Willis, we've got Del Bigtree, we've got Children's Health Defense, we've got all these people, Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, all the way back decades ago showing.
By the way, what do you think of RFK Jr. running for president, I would support him over everybody. I would vote Democrat. I would support him just because he's so, you could just tell he's so real.
Oh, well, I mean, if that's what he wants to do, I would support him, too. But I even make it more fun with him. I tapped Mike Hugo. Mike Hugo is the attorney, my friend, who wrote with Barbara Lowe Fisher the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act into law as to what was injury and everything. So I thought, who better than that lawyer, maybe attorney general, maybe running away. Mike Hugo, lifelong Democrat from Boston. I'm just throwing him under the bus. I love it because we can take back this country and clean up our entire environment by the two best environmental lawyers I ever met, Bobby Kennedy and Mike Hugo.
Okay. Well, that's what scares the Democrats is the old-fashioned Democrats were good people overall, and they're really waking up right now.
Yeah. And so I love that idea. If he's on board, I'm on board.
I don't know if you missed it. He's talking about running for president.
Well, I hope he does. Yeah, my phone got hacked again, and it won't charge. I tend to just
I'm not blaming you. There's so much news. I miss half of it all the time. Let me ask you, not a selfish question, but it's about the platform, because we just did the final accounting about a week ago for Free Speech Systems. We're barely in the black, and we could see the one product that actually in the last 3 months made us profitable from when you were on. And I know we go out and see what's the best selling and what's the highest rated. So we private labeled a national brand of Nitric Boost, and then they allowed us to sell it. But you looked at the brand without me even asking you and said, why Nitric Boost is so good, what nitric oxide does in the blood. And when you did that, it's just a selfish question for the show because listeners really listen to you, and you made that a number one bestseller and actually kept us on air. Your little 2-minute plug without me asking about Nitric Boost, when you looked at that product, what does nitric oxide do in the blood, and what did you see in that product that you think is so important? Just a minute or two on that, we'll close out talking about your website, your books, what you've been doing.
Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids. So we're fed. You can get it from beet powder and other things. So you don't want to give nitric oxide. This would be Viagra. And that can kill you. And in fact, doctors are right now giving people Viagra thinking they need nitric oxide. And you can't do it like that. It's formulation. I'm a formulation chemist. You want, just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. It's a natural blood pressure. In fact, there's another food product called Cardio Miracle, and it not only has the Nitric Boost, but it has, so I use the two, your InfoWars, I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more. No more than what you need. So, you know, you can, if you go out in the sun and you burn, that's why your skin gets dark too, for your vitamin D receptors, the sensors on the surface of the cell relax. So everything works with nitric oxide. It was a key in HIV/AIDS. We knew it in my PhD thesis. That's why this is so important, because we have all the cures, and that's why I get so frustrated. Those 5 years I was held silent after I got out of jail, I couldn't do it again, which was tell the truth, or I would be arrested, and this time I would be killed. And what I was told is, we got OJ, didn't we? That's what your lawyers are doing right now. So I love the nitric oxide products. We have on our website that Cardio Miracle. There's one called Proline Greens that gives you the greens you need, the chlorella and the spirulina. There are three foods, three powders in a drink every day, and you will change your world. You will not
be right there. We got to go to break for 2 minutes, Dr. Megavis, but I want to finish up on this because I don't want to get graphic here. But I'm going to tell a personal story because it's not a joke. And, you know, I'm not trying to be catty here with this. But my wife, like last week, said, well, what's going on here in the bedroom? I mean, look, I'm going to explain it when we come back. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. All right, final segment with Dr. Judy Mikovits, and then we have Silk joining us, Diamond and Silk. Can't wait to talk to her about all the big world developments that are unfolding. But this is a true story, so I want listeners to realize how important it is. I don't claim to be Mr. Universe or Mr. Super Health. I just know what's good and what's high quality and what we promote so we can fund the show and see good results and come back. But I remember going out to this big manufacturer that already supplied a lot of our products and saying, what's your bestseller right now? They said, well, we have this Nitric Boost, you know, product under another name. You can private label it, sell it to your folks. It helps the blood vessels, the heart. It's really the hottest thing. You know, you already sell a VasoBeach product that has concentrate that does similar things. This just has more ingredients in it. And I said, that's great. So we started selling it 6 months ago. And it was already a good seller, but then Dr. Mikovits plugged it. It became the number one bestseller. Like, literally paid the bills the last few months. And so I thought, well, I mean, I take a lot of the supplements, but I need to take this. So I started taking it about a month ago. And my wife came to me about a week ago, and I want to get graphic here, but it's a true story. She said, honey, are you taking Viagra or Cialis? She said, because, you know, you're always, you know, there and ready to go. But, man, it's like, are you on something? Because it's totally different. I don't want to get into graphics here, but let's just say it's like I'm 16 again, okay? And, you know, Darth Vader's a lot healthier, a lot bigger, a lot happier. And the point is, if it does that for your libido and it's so manifest that I never needed Cialis or Viagra, I'm not going to lie. I've tried it before to see what it does. Any man does that. This, for me, being on this every day is like five times that. And it's exactly what she just brought up. So she, as a doctor, brought this up. So I was just bringing it up to back up. If it's doing that, what else is it doing? But she was saying Viagra and things do it wrong with the nitric oxide. This is doing it naturally. So imagine if it's doing it for your libido and just be point blank for an erection, like taking it from normal to like Godzilla. What is going on here, doctor?
Well, it's our natural body processes in response to poisons. So we know that, you know, we see TV commercials for Roman, you know, young men who have no libido. That's what they were trying to do to us, is take away, you know, and your CBD product, that full spectrum, is going to add just that little bit of extra to your life as well. And again, what is going down here is God gave us everything we need for food, and we can live. I mean, Genesis says 120 years. My husband was 83. I'm six here. He was 20 years older than me. And, you know, I guarantee you he was fine up until the day they murdered him and called it COVID. So you can withstand an awful lot, and you can have a great life if you just simply turn back to God. And, you know, and again, your full spectrum CBD along with that nitric oxide boost, and you've got so much more joy in your life and calm. It's the dimmer switch on.
But it's just crazy. Because I had the product I was selling. I knew it was great, but I think I needed it. And then I wasn't even paying attention. My wife, like, what's going on here? Did you, I mean, you know, I don't want to go into graphic details, but it's, like, dramatic.
It's all right. You know,
but what you're saying is a natural compound way more powerful than a drug.
And we knew it in 1980 with the AIDS epidemic. That's the point. We used it then. And these guys came back to life, and they were, you know, all you had to do, no matter what they had to take, forced to take the AZT, forced to take the remdesivir. How do you heal it? Nitric oxide boost, CBD products, turmeric, everything you're showing there. Just feed your immune system. We've been poisoned with genetically modified organisms. All the food is poison. All the GMO is poison. How simple is it to stop buying poison, start buying this stuff. Give us a year. Give you a year. And just walk away.
Doctor, we're out of time. You got to come back soon. We got to do a commercial-free interview soon. They can find your books, your films, your incredible work, your podcast, everything at therealdrjudy.com. And I know as an audience, you're awake. Share her link to everybody. That's how we defeat the globalists. Doc, 20-second closing comment.
Yeah, that's it. Here we have our freedom again. Love wins, God wins. Thank you for everything. You've stood there for the last 30 or 40 years, and probably as long as I have. So thank you for never giving up on us, and we won't ever give up on you.
All right. TheRealDrJudy.com. One word, TheRealDrJudy.com. Check it, bookmark it, share it. Dr. Judy A. Mikovits on Twitter. God bless you. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I really have wanted to get this lady on the last few months. She doesn't want to get into, and I understand why, what happened to Diamond. But we really appreciate her continuing on the fight for freedom and liberty and exposing the censorship and the control. And we see it all coming out now with the congressional hearings and the gain of function being exposed with Fauci and so much more. So total vindication for Silk of Diamond and Silk. You can find her on Twitter at Diamond and Silk. On the website, diamondandsilk.com, and on frankspeech.com, they have their own, or she has her own great show that she continues on. And I wanted to get her on to cover the waterfront. I'm not going to get into your co-host and the sad, passing, but I just want to say she's an amazing lady. She lives on through you and, your family and everything else. And we love you. And I just feel bad that I was on vacation the one time I got to get on your show and I had technical problems. So I apologize. I apologize to that. But Silk, you look great. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. No worries. I don't have a problem getting into what happened to Diamond with you. I would prefer to explore it with you instead of with these mainstream networks, because a lot of times the networks wants to censor you and censor what you can say. But with your show, I can tell the naked, nasty, low-down, gutter-written truth without being censored. So I don't have a problem discussing what happened to Diamond.
Wow, I misread what my producer wrote. Okay, absolutely. Well, I'm glad, because people really want to know about that. Do you want to tackle that right now, or do you want to get into all of the big issues?
Certainly. We can go right into it.
Beautiful, you got the floor. Let's talk about this beautiful lady, your beautiful family, and what happened.
Well, I want to first start off by saying that it doesn't matter if you're vaxxed or not vaxxed. It's something called shedding that's going on out there from the vaccinated. And this is based on scientific studies, on doctors, on the different research that I've done with interviewing different individuals. That's how we know exactly what's going on in our country, how our own government is involved. And that's the shameful thing, that we're basically being killed and poisoned from within. Diamond was not vaxxed. She was not vaxxed. But her body mimicked all of the adverse effects from a person that's been shedded on from a vaccinated individual. You all saw her from neck up. I saw her from neck down, and how her body was riddled with blood clot. I know that on the death certificate, it states that the immediate cause of death is unknown. But it also have a place on the death certificate where it asks what was the last known disease or thing that she was being treated for. And her doctor lied and put something about hypertension, heart disease. After going through my sister's medical records, I do not show where she was being treated for heart disease. Even in the doctor's notes, I do not show where they even put anything about heart disease. My sister was being treated from thrombosis, from pulmonary embolism, from blood clots. And she had the type of blood clots that would not go away with doctor medicine, such as Eliquis, Warfarin, Temprin, Levonox. for the last 10 months of her life, she battled with blood clots. Now, let's keep in mind that over 10 years ago, she did have an issue with blood clots, but it went away with the regular medicines. She wasn't bothered with blood clots for a whole full 10 years up until 10 months before she passed away.
Wow. And we know that COVID itself is a bioweapon that creates blood clots, and the shot can shed and do it. Wow, that's incredible information. And it's just a beautiful person.
Yeah, and see, what I really hate, Alice, is the fact that the media love to hop on a story like a puppy humping on a pillow, and they hop on it and they spread these lies instead of coming and getting it from my mouth or waiting until I decide to speak out about it. I was there with my sister. I was there looking at the scans. I was there looking at the blood clots. I was there in the room. I was there when she took her last breath. Okay, wow. So I know what happened. And that's why I said you can't call me a conspiracy theorist, because I know how it happened, when it happened, and what happened. I was there when it did all go down. Now, before my sister passed, about 10 minutes before she passed, she was happy. She was not sick, okay? She was not feeling any bad way. She was actually happy. We was talking about going back out on tour, going back out doing our book tour, because we didn't get to really do our book tour because of the scamdemic that they put in place, trying to lock people down in their homes and so forth. But she was happy. And I stepped out the room for a few minutes. And when I came back in, she was on the phone talking to my younger sister, but she didn't look right. And I told her to go ahead and hang up the phone, tell my sister she'd call her right back. And when she hung up the phone, she looked at me, she said, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe." And about 5 minutes later, my sister was dead. We tried to revive her, but you know, we could not. She was dead at the age of 51 years old. The sad thing is that we have what's called a Republican Congress that can shut all of this bullcrap down. They can shut it down. They have the power to shut it down. They have the power to recall these clot shots, but they won't do it, okay? And then here's another sad thing. The same company that is distributing these clot shots is the same company that is the maker of the medicine used to help the clots dissolve. And I'm like, okay, something don't feel right here. We are being poisoned. I can honestly say that. I believe that Americans are being poisoned through the medicines, not only through these clot shots, but also through the medicines as well that individuals are taking. Okay, because it's not doing what it was designed to do and like it used to do back in the day. Now it's like somebody is just profiting off of human beings being sick. I'm looking at the uptick in cancer, the uptick in lung cancer, kidney disease, all of these different diseases, and are the individuals that's supposed to be responsible for the people. Our elected officials are doing absolutely nothing but sitting there watching America die.
That's right. And before you said that, I don't mean to interrupt, Silk. Before you were going to say that, I would say this is not anecdotal. This is not your opinion. What happened to your sister? We have a 26% increase globally in death after the shots began, and we have studies from Pfizer and Moderna admitting it sheds. And I know it almost killed members of my family. It's killed my friends, and I know it's real. And I know I didn't take the shot, and it made me sicker than I've ever been. I'm tough. Exactly. This is some, and I've got family that didn't take the shot that's got blood clots. I got friends that got them. Nobody had this until now. We can look around us. We know what's going on.
We know what's going on. And you cannot call me a conspiracy theorist on this. I've done my research. I've talked to the appropriate individuals. My sister did not have an autopsy done because she didn't want to have an autopsy done. We already talked about if she should pass what she wanted, okay? I did what she wanted, but there was no reason to have an autopsy done because we have the scan, we have her medical records. We know everything that she went through, her body went through. It's written there, clear as day, in her medical records.
All right, still stay there. We got 45 minutes left. Please stay there. You're beautiful. I'm so glad you want to put this on record. I misunderstood what my producer said. I misheard what she said. You said you wanted to get into it. I know you hadn't wanted to get into it, so I'm glad you want to get into it because this is so important. We'll come right back. Did I mention the right websites for folks to follow as you continue your ongoing fight? Frank Speech TV show you're doing, diamondsandsilk.com, Twitter, Diamond and Silk, all that's good?
Yes, all of that is good. It's always Diamond and Silk, baby.
All right, stay right there, Silk. Wow. They got a tiger by the tail, folks. We'll be right back. And Silk joins us of Diamond and Silk. She is on fire. And we just want to continue on. So you've got the floor. I didn't mean to interrupt you with that break. Please continue.
Certainly. I just want to say that Americans are being poisoned today. And even down to this 5G technology, turning our country into a magnetic field so that they can overpower us to take over our way of living. We can see it clear as day. Diamond and Silk was the first one on top of this back in 2020. When this planned scamdemic all went down, what they tried to do was silence us and censor us, and that's because we were over target. We knew it was a scam because it didn't make sense. They didn't shut down the country for the flu. They didn't shut down the country for Ebola. They didn't shut down the country for HIV, but they shut down the country for this bioengineered weapon. This is a bioengineered weapon. This so-called virus, this thing they call a virus, is not of a natural occurrence. This was made in a lab, okay? And if it's made in a lab and it can be patented, because you can't patent something unless it's that's of a natural occurrence. You can't patent that. You can only patent stuff that's engineered, all right? So this weapon, bioengineered weapon, was created in a lab. For what? For what? And now they want to say, well, was it deliberately did they deliberately do this? In my own heart of heart, in my own opinion, I believe they did do it. Because whenever it was released, they tried to hide the fact about it being released. They wanted to make us think that this is just an accident. This was just by accident. Well, some things don't make sense to me. It really doesn't make sense to me. Even with China buying all of the PPE and then turning around reselling it back to America. I mean, they already knew back in January of 2020 about this thing, what was going down. And I believe that this actually was released back in 2019. I really, truly believe that.
The science is coming out that you're right. How do you deal? Because I know you're a loving person, and so is your sister, who's alive and having today, and your great family. How do you deal with the anger? Because just listening to this, how many friends they hurt, how many people I lost, it makes me so angry. And I want them to be brought to justice, not because I'm a vengeful person, so they can't keep doing this.
The way I deal with it is continue to talk. Diamond brought the fire. Silk is stoking the flames, and my plan is to burn down this whole corrupt system by continuing to talk about it. Call these bastards out from the gate. I don't care what they can do, whatever to me. I don't care. But as long as God gives me breath, I'm going to continue to carry the torch that my sister, the hill that my sister died on, was to save America. I'm picking up that torch and I am working hard day after day to save America. I'm bringing on guests, okay? On the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live show, I'm bringing on guests that can solidify and verify the very things that my sister and I was even talking about, thinking about. And what they're doing is verifying that what we was talking about and thinking about is true. So that's how I channel my anger. Yes, my heart is broken. Yes, it hurts. But you know what? If I can save somebody, if I can touch somebody and they can hear my sister's story and save themselves, then guess what? Her death won't be in vain. It would not be in vain. And as long as I'm alive, I'm going to make sure that it's not in vain. We're going to keep talking and spreading the truth, the naked, nasty, low-down, gutter-written truth. I don't care how you slice it or dice it. We're going to continue to spread and tell the truth.
Absolutely. I want to get into any other issues with the poison shot and how that's happening. I want to talk about them trying to arrest President Trump. what's happening in the world, the awakening, the weaponization hearings they had 2 weeks ago, the head of the CDC admitting it was a weapon. I mean, this is an incredible moment that we're now learning what we researched, what we thought was true, is true. It's just wild.
It's very wild. But the fact, you know, when it comes down to President Donald J. Trump, they're just trying to make an example out of him. They just want for the next person with balls big enough to go against this cabal, they want you to know that this is what we're going to do to you. We're going to prosecute you. We're going to persecute you. We're going to keep investigating you. And they don't want nobody to be able to come up against their corrupt system. They know President Trump is not afraid to go toe-to-toe against the status quo. He's not afraid to call out the obvious. They always say, okay, Trump, yeah, he's rough around the edges. But what I tell people is we need those rough edges to cut through all of the bullcrap that's going on up there on the Hill in government, okay? Because, see, our wealth is being stolen from us, okay? And people don't want to talk about it. Our way of living is being stolen from us. We have been infiltrated here in America, and they don't want to talk about it. Shame on our media. Shame on our left-wing media. Shame on our right-wing media. Shame on you. Now we have to go through the underground media just to get the truth. Because, see, as far as I'm concerned, they're all bought and paid for. And one thing about Diamond and Silk, we refuse to allow you to pay us to tell people lies. That's why we are no longer on the mainstream network, okay? Because we refuse to tell lies. We refuse to sugarcoat the truth. We refuse to tell half-truths, okay? If we couldn't tell the whole truth and nothing but the naked truth, then what no sense of us being there? You could not pay us the millions of dollars to sit there and tell lies. So that's why we just got away from that. That's why I refuse to do any interviews with the mainstream networks, because what they want to do is take and capitalize off of the death of my sister for rating. I'm not for that. I'm about telling the truth. What's happening here? What's going on here in our country? And shame on our elected officials, the Republican elected officials. Shame on you for having the opportunity to shut this crap down. But what you're doing, you're going right along with the Democrats. And see, when I look at Democrat and Republicans, they're one and the same. One dirty bird with two corrupt wings. Both sides are corrupt.
I totally agree. But with the Republican Party, we see a populist movement to get control of the party. That's why they're scared. I think the hope is in the Republican Party right now. But I'd love to see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with the nomination of the Democrats. I would support him. I'm not a Republican or Democrat. I just want freedom.
I just want freedom. And you know I'm a Trump supporter all the way. My sister now was number one day one with President Donald J. Trump. One thing about President Donald J. Trump, he knows where the rats are at. He knows where the roaches are at. All he got to do is go in and flip the light switch. That's all he got to do, and those bastards will run. He knows where it's at.
And he's not perfect, and I totally agree. All you got to know he's a real deal, though, is how much the bad guys hate him.
Right. He's not perfect, but neither is no man. No man is perfect. But see, I want a president, and I'm not looking for a priest. Okay, I want a president. I'm not looking for a pastor. I need somebody that's not afraid to go on up in there and kick every last one of those bastards out. Okay, that's what I need. President Trump was already there. I don't need somebody that's gonna come here, try to form a committee so we can do a hearing. We take and go back and forth and nothing.
Silk, let's talk about that. Silk, you're on fire. We'll be right back. You're amazing. Stay with us. You know, they say if it bleeds, it leads, ladies and gentlemen. And I was literally out there in the hallway congratulating Steven Crowder on record level views. And then they said, you're back on air. So I turned, and they got this wood paneling on the walls. So I turned right at the edge of the wall. It's okay. This nose has been broken like 20 times, so it's not a big deal. It'll just add to my beauty and my ambiance here. But I'm not trying to be dramatic. This just happened like 2 minutes ago, so I'm not going to be able to stop bleeding on air. But it's like mazel tov, like at a Jewish wedding, they stomp on a glass like this is a big event. We're breaking the china here. So Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer here, ladies and gentlemen. But let's go back to Silk right now, ladies and gentlemen, with the incredible information she's talking about, with the huge... See, this is really fun. The huge situation. Hey, this is nothing. I'm alive, man. I got red blood. I'm not a reptile. I'm not an alien, ladies and gentlemen. Steven Crowder, I made a move on him. I tried to like attack his dog. He like punched me in the nose just now. Sorry, go ahead, Silk. I'm sorry.
I just want to say this little thing that for those that seems to have a problem with me being on with Alice Jones, they can kiss my brown ass. That's what they can do. Because, see, if I was on the mainstream network, they would have me off in 3 minutes. You want to get to hear the whole truth about what's going on.
And plus, other talk show hosts don't come on air bleeding. So, you know,
You know what? And don't keep the show going. They would have shut the show right on down. So I love the fact that you are real. Because, see, like I said before, Alice Jones was right. You was right about everything. Everything that's coming down the pipeline, they called you a conspiracy theorist. They called you a nut job. They called you all of these damnable names. And don't be mad. They called Diamond and Silk the same thing. But you were right about everything. Totally right about everything. And I'm so glad. If it takes me to let the world know that you was right about everything, you was right about everything. And I once again prefer to come on a place in a space where they're talking the truth and trying to help America instead of be somewhere where they're trying to take and satisfy their network. Okay? So that's just the way
it
is.
Well, you're a sweetheart. I mean, there is a global awakening happening right now. And I'm actually glad that I've spilt blood here at the launch of the new Steven Crowder broadcast, like a sacrifice of Alex Jones's nose. But enough about me. Let's get back to your sister. The global awakening is happening right now.
Well, once again, Diamond brought the fire, and I will continue to stoke the flames. My sister loved this country. She did whatever she could for this country. She wanted to save this country. She hated the fact that it was going straight to hell. She hated the fact that it was being seized by these global elitists. She hated that fact. She hated the fact that they were prosecuting and persecuting President Donald J. Trump for no reason. Which all she wants is good. She wanted good for everybody. That's all I want, is good for everybody. I don't think that it's fair that I can eat a steak, but they want you to eat bugs. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that it's fair that they can take and poison our air. Before my sister passed, she was talking about something being in the air. Something just don't feel right. Something is in the air. Every time she walk out into the air, something gets down into her lungs. Now, my immune system may be built up enough to be able to take it, but hers, unfortunately, was not, okay? But then they called us conspiracy theorists. Now we're finding out there is something in the air going on, you know, and who going to talk about it?
Well, Silk, you raised the 5G, though. Studies before even pandemic happened admitted that it was causing autoimmune disorders and breathing problems and what they describe as like asthma, and it causes a problem in the lungs with oxygen in major studies. So a lot of 5G gets blocked by walls. Was she living in a major town or near 5G?
Well, we saw where a tower was going up. She complained about that tower. They wanted to bring certain things in her alarm system. They wanted to bring certain things in her home, and she said no to it. My husband and I now are checking radiation levels, and we're finding out that it's high. It's high around the area that we're in, you know? So we got to see what is it that we can do to protect ourselves, and how is it that these people can infiltrate our country with this technology that hadn't really truly been studied on as it pertains to the health of a human body, or has it been studied on and they know that it would kill us? And that's why they're putting it
exactly up.
I don't know. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist here, but I am trying to get down to the bottom of it. Who the hell are these people? And why the hell are they infiltrating our beautiful country and got it looking like it's in hell here? I'm not used to no third world country. And I feel that anybody that want to govern a third world country should go to a third world country and govern that. This is the United States of America, not the United States of China. It's not the United States of no foreign country. And another thing, this regime and our elected officials cannot talk about Putin. They can't talk about these other dictators and the way that they're doing their citizens. When I see how they have these J-sisters locked up, calling like political prisoners, calling them domestic terrorists and white supremacists. The real white supremacists and the real domestic